Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The PCOS Plan Prevent and Reverse Polycystic Ovary Syndrome Through Diet and Fasting is a health and nutrition book focused on polycystic ovary syndrome, a common hormonal and metabolic condition affecting many women of reproductive age, co-authored by naturopathic Dr. Nadia Brito-Pataguana and physician Jason Fung. The book presents PCOS not only as a reproductive disorder, but as a condition strongly tied to insulin resistance and metabolic dysfunction. Its purpose is both educational and practical. It explains the biological mechanisms behind PCOS and then offers a structured approach based on low carbohydrate eating, intermittent fasting, and lifestyle change. The book also includes recipes, meal plans, and discussion of conventional treatments, making it more than a theory-driven argument. It is aimed at readers who want to understand why PCOS develops and how food timing and carbohydrate reduction may improve symptoms such as irregular cycles, infertility, weight gain, and elevated insulin. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, PCOS as a metabolic disorder driven by excess insulin. The central argument of the book is that PCOS should be understood primarily through the lens of insulin resistance rather than only as a gynecological problem. This reframing matters because it shifts attention away from isolated symptoms and toward an underlying metabolic process that can influence ovulation, androgen levels, and weight regulation. The authors connect excess insulin to the hormonal disturbances commonly seen in PCOS, suggesting that the condition is often maintained by the same biological mechanisms that also contribute to type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome. This is a practical interpretation because it implies that improving insulin sensitivity may improve more than one symptom at once. Instead of treating acne, irregular periods, and fertility problems as separate issues, the book treats them as related outcomes of a broader hormonal imbalance. That perspective is one of the book's defining features and explains why diet becomes such a central tool in its treatment model. Secondly, low carbohydrate eating is the book's main nutritional strategy. A major component of the plan is the recommendation to reduce carbohydrate intake in order to lower insulin demand. The authors favor a low carbohydrate, ketogenic style approach because it is designed to blunt blood sugar swings and reduce the body's need to produce insulin. Within the book's framework, that is not just a weight loss tactic, but a way to address the hormonal environment that may be worsening PCOS symptoms. This makes nutrition a therapeutic intervention rather than a generic healthy eating suggestion. The book appears to support this strategy with meal plans and recipes, which gives readers concrete ways to apply the ideas instead of leaving them with abstract advice. The dietary guidance is especially relevant for readers who struggle with cravings, weight gain, or irregular energy, since these can be connected to insulin dysregulation. Its value lies in the link between mechanism and application. The book explains why reducing carbohydrate load could matter, then shows how to do it in ordinary meals. Thirdly, intermittent fasting as a tool for improving insulin sensitivity. The book gives intermittent fasting a prominent role, presenting it as a way to reduce insulin exposure and give the body time to improve its metabolic regulation. Rather than treating fasting as an extreme measure, the authors frame it as a structured method that can complement carbohydrate reduction. This matters because many people with PCOS are not only dealing with what they eat, but also with how often they eat. In the book's model, frequent eating may perpetuate insulin elevation, while planned fasting periods may help the body shift toward better hormonal balance. The fasting approach also distinguishes the book from many standard PCOS resources, which may focus on calorie control alone. By connecting fasting with hormone regulation, the authors suggest a broader metabolic rationale. Readers considering this method would need to adapt it carefully, but the book's contribution is in showing fasting as part of a coherent system rather than as a standalone trend. Fourthly, practical tools that turn theory into a usable plan. One reason the book is more accessible than a purely clinical text is its emphasis on implementation. It includes recipes, meal planning guidance, and fasting schedules, which help translate the metabolic theory into daily habits. This is important because many readers already know they should improve their diet, but do not know how to build meals that fit a low-carb or fasting-based structure. By providing concrete tools, the book reduces the gap between diagnosis and action. The recipe and meal plan component is also significant because PCOS readers often need sustainable routines, not one-time fixes. In practice, adherence depends on whether the plan can be maintained in ordinary life, and these tools are designed to support that. The book, therefore, functions partly as an educational guide and partly as an applied manual, which broadens its usefulness. Its practical structure is one of the main reasons it appeals to readers who want a step-by-step approach rather than general wellness advice. Lastly, a balanced view that still acknowledges conventional care. Although the book strongly promotes dietary change and fasting, it does not completely ignore conventional medical treatment. It discusses medications and surgical options, which gives the book a more balanced clinical context than a purely alternative health title. This matters because PCOS is medically complex, and not every reader will be able to manage symptoms through lifestyle alone by addressing standard treatment pathways. The authors acknowledge that some cases require medical supervision, especially when fertility issues or severe metabolic problems are involved. At the same time, the book clearly argues that symptom management alone may not address the root cause. The result is a dual perspective: conventional interventions are recognized, but lifestyle change is positioned as the deeper strategy. That combination helps explain the book's appeal to readers who want an integrated view rather than an either-or debate. It also makes the book more realistic, since it does not pretend that one method fits every case. In conclusion, the PCOS plan is best suited for readers who want a practical, mechanism-based explanation of PCOS and are open to using food and fasting as part of their management strategy. Women with PCOS, especially those dealing with insulin resistance, weight gain, infertility, or irregular cycles, are the clearest audience, but the book may also interest clinicians or health readers who want to understand why low-carbohydrate diets and intermittent fasting are frequently recommended in this condition. This condition, its main benefit is that it links theory to action. It explains the metabolic logic behind insulin-focused treatment and then supplies recipes, meal plans, and fasting structure. Compared with many PCOS books that focus mainly on symptom relief, this one is more explicitly centered on a root cause model. Compared with general fasting books, it is more specific and condition-oriented. That makes it stand out in the women's health and metabolic nutrition category as a focused, applied guide rather than a broad wellness title. Readers looking for a conventional medical overview may want additional sources, but those seeking a clear lifestyle framework will find it particularly useful. If you would like to support Nadia Brito Patagonia ND, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.